The Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Year A. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "For you are a people consecrated to the Lord your God. Of all the peoples on earth, the Lord your God chose you to be his treasured possession. The Lord set his heart on you and chose you, not because you were the most numerous of all peoples, for indeed you were the smallest of all, but because he loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your ancestors. That was why the Lord brought you out with his mighty hand and redeemed you from the place of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And you know that the Lord your God is the true God, the faithful God, who, though he is true to his covenant and his faithful love for 1,000 generations, as regards those who love him and keep his commandments, punishes in their own persons those that hate him. He destroys anyone who hates him without delay, and it is in their own persons that he punishes them. Hence, you must keep and observe the commandments, laws, and customs which I am laying down for you today. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his gifts. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. It is the Lord who forgives all your sins, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with mercy and compassion. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The Lord achieves righteousness, gives fair judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him." A reading from the first letter of St. John. My dear friends, let us love one another, since love is from God, and everyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. No one who fails to love knows God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was revealed among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, that we might have life through him. Love consists in this: not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. My dear friends, if God loved us so much, we too should love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love comes to perfection in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us a share in his Spirit. We ourselves have seen and testified that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Anyone who acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have come to know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the wise and the clever, and revealing them to infants. Yes, Father, for that was your good pleasure. Everything has been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.